All right, if you please, welcome to the show with Relay for Life, one of the executive committee members. I have Lissy Paso on the line. Hey, Lissy, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing good.
Thanks for joining me. Now, Relay for Life is coming up, sort of. What's happening with Relay for Life? Obviously, the pandemic has canceled a lot of events. Now, Normally, Relay for Life would have been outside, but this year, you were moving it inside to the shops at Riverside, and now obviously they're trying to poo-poo on that with people getting together, large crowds inside. So I understand that there are going to be some changes.
Oh, yes, there are going to be changes, even more changes than before. So what happened was we never imagined our dumb luck. We were hoping that by moving it back to July, we would have missed being canceled. But unfortunately, this pandemic is just continuing, and so American Cancer Society, ACS, who is what Relay for Life is, has determined there will be no more in-person events for this year.
So, for the whole year? Even if you decide to push it back, they're just not allowing it for this year?
Correct. Well, the American Cancer Society, Relay for Life year ends on August 31st.
Oh, okay.
It's a fiscal thing.
Gotcha.
And so we're going to start planning for next year as soon as we get done with this year, but there are going to be no events for this fiscal year.
Now, that doesn't mean that you cannot help with the fight against cancer. There's still going to be a, you said, virtual Relay for Life.
Yes.
How's that going to work?
Well, what we're going to do is we are going to have on the 25th of July from noon to 8 p.m., we're going to have a virtual Facebook Live Relay. And what we'll be doing is we'll be bringing in people remotely and having guest speakers. We'll have Leroy Tipton, who's the voice of Relay. He will be involved. Our ACS rep, Amanda Ditzhazy, will be involved. And we'll have other guest speakers come in. And so it's going to be like on Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing we're doing is that there'll be three of us, myself and then Barb Dwyer and Selena Holder, who are executive committee members. We are going to be running around in my little green Kia, which is pretty recognizable here on the harbor with all the stickers on the back. But it's going to be purpled up, and we are going to be running around into small towns and having little mini socially distant relay rallies. And so we'll be starting in McCleary and then moving McCleary to Elma to Monty to Causey, Aberdeen, Hoquiam. And we'll be stopping in those towns for about an hour, and we'll be able to take donations. If any teams have any money they need to turn in, we can do that too. And we're going to just do this little socially distant, we're calling it a caravan. It was a caravan. We were going to have two or three vehicles, but now we're down to one, so it's a caravan.
It's a caravan. Okay, I like it.
Yeah. And then we'll just have, I'll have a phone number for call-in so people can call in, maybe share some memories or ask questions and things like that. We're going to work on getting the memory board names up during the Facebook Live posts. And then also we will be working on a special event to end the night.
Ooh, is that now? You're still working on that? That's a big secret for now?
Yes, it's secret squirrel for
surprise.
Now.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise.
We need surprises.
We need good surprises right now.
We need some good ones.
Yeah, because American Cancer Society has had to make major cuts this year. They've cut staff. They've cut relay support. They have about a $300 million, maybe billion, I can't remember exactly, shortfall this year.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to keep services for cancer patients going.
Yeah,
so
very important.
They really cut back on all of us and asked us to do things on a shoestring budget with, you know, basically a zero budget.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like the good news is that there's still going to be a relay, even though it's going to be not in person. But, you know, hey, everybody else is doing virtual stuff, so why not? We can do a virtual relay. We can pull this off.
Yes, we can. And then the other things, we have a couple of things that are going on right now that for relay. We have a change jar challenge that was posted on our Facebook page. Basically, grab a container, get all the change you can, and bring it in on the 25th by 8 o'clock. To the shop, somebody will be there to get it. And then if you have the most money and change is coins and dollar bills, no 20s, 50s. I mean, if you want to stick those in there, we'll take them, but it's not going to count.
What about a five?
Oh, maybe.
Okay. No, no bigger than a dollar, though.
Yeah. And what it'll be is whoever has the most change turned in will get an extra $100 in their pocket.
Nice.
Yeah. And then we're also doing an online auction starting this Saturday, the 11th. We'll have a link on our Facebook page. And then we still need donations, so if anybody wants to donate things for us to put on the online auction, we'd be greatly appreciative. And I will give you an email to contact us for that. And then it'll run through July 26th at 9 a.m., and then we'll notify winners via Facebook Messenger. So, and then the last thing is, this is something I'm very excited about because I was very involved in it. Mm-hmm. Because of the shortfalls with ACS, they did not do T-shirts this year. So there's no event T-shirts. Sure. So we designed our own.
Oh, look at
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
So innovation.
So what we did is we went through a bonfire.com, which is a T-shirt fundraising site. And we will be going live here with that in the next few days. But there will be a T-shirt that is specific to Grays Harbor up for purchase. And that is a fundraiser, so money will be coming back to us for each purchase.
Well, excellent. Well, it sounds yes. like you've got some really fun things planned, even though you can't get together in person. And again, this is going to be a virtual Relay for Life, which is going to be on Facebook Live. And I would imagine part of your car van is going to be on Facebook Live as well.
Yeah.
You'll be checking in as
we'll
you're hitting the different
in.
Cities.
We're live on location is what we've been calling it.
I love it. It's going to be so much fun. And now the event is going to be when again, just in case somebody missed when it's going to happen?
July 25th from noon to 8 p.m. And then after 8 p.m. we'll announce when the Secret Squirrel special thing will be.
The Secret Squirrel special.
Special thing. Mm-hmm.
I love it. Can you give me a hint as to what it is?
No.
No. Oh. All right.
Sorry.
Anticipation. You like to tease people. I see that. Okay.
Oh,
it sounds like a lot
always.
Of fun. All right. Now, if people want more information, where do they go?
Our Facebook page is Relay for Life of Grays Harbor.
Like it. Follow it. Get all
like
the information
it,
there.
It. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And any other places to go to get info? Is that the best?
That's the best right now. And then we also have an email if you have any questions. That would be trileads, T-R-I-L-E-A-D-S, at ghrfl.com.
And we'll post that information up on our website, too, along right. with a replay of the interview. So
perfect. And that trileads email will go to all of us on the executive committee so somebody can get back to you.
Right on. Well, appreciate it, Lizzie. Thank you for sharing what's going on with Relay for Life this year. It sounds like that even though you can't get together, you got some exciting things planned, including a Secret Squirrel surprise, which I can't wait to find out what that's going to be. And good luck to you guys, and hope you raise a lot of money to keep those cancer programs going here on the harbor.
Thank you so very much for having us.